May 19th.
HMP is the place to be.
All roads lead to Texas.
Atomic Dog, Ellie Cat, and Roy James have done it.
The Texas Garage Lockdown. Houston Motorsports Park.
11620 North Lake Houston Parkway, Houston, Texas.
Grudge racers from Texas, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, and more.
We'll be in Texas, to see who is the baddest
of the bear.
Be there.
Gates open at 12 noon. Admission $20. Kids 12 and under free.
Good evening. This is Tommy Dog. We're trying to do something new here in Texas in the Midwest. Like to welcome all my listeners in. We're going to try to make some sense and get started with some of this show just to give y'all the short cap of some of the ones who may not know who I am. I'm Tracy Atomic Dog Smith. Been racing here in Texas for over 28 years. Well, we've been doing racing in different states around Texas. Just to let people know, we all watch the internet, YouTube brought on a big change. Guys started watching YouTube and watching each other and watching guys from other states. That led me to racing and trying to mix up things and go out of state. You know, once you get so fast around here in Texas, you know, you don't get races, so you got to move forward. And guys on the East Coast are doing some big things. I happen to meet some guys in Mississippi by the name of Tony Vines. Met Pro Stock Joe, Willie Dog, Mike Hill, to name a few guys from the East Coast. Well, you know, once me and Pro Stock Joe, we've done some behind-the-scenes talking, and I've mentioned to him, hey, you know, guys want to start fixing that and make a race happen with some of the East Coast guys. With some of the Texas races. We got a lot of races here in Texas, and we just kind of been making the trip back and forth to Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, and now we're trying to take this show on the road. So me and myself got together with Pro Stock Joe. We met up in Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. It's one of the first big events to introduce the Texas guys to some people from the East Coast. We had a great show, a great turnout. I thank all the guys that came from the Texas area and surrounding states to help make that event a successful event. And so now here we are turning the era, man, bridging gaps, you know. That's one thing about this drag racing, man. Sometimes you got to venture out, you got to meet new people, bridge gaps, you know. Sometimes you get tired of whooping up on your own. So here we go. We believe in a little different things from the East Coast versus the West here in Texas. We think do things a little bit different, but we're working on trying to find ways to compromise some of these situations, make things better. But I want to start off first by, you know, letting people know here in Texas we do a race report because we have races every weekend here in Houston, Texas, and Dallas, Texas, and San Antonio, Texas. But, you know, they grudge on Sundays at both of these tracks, and I want to first bring on somebody from the Dallas area. I want him to push the one button and just kind of give a race cap of what happened this past weekend in the grudge racing world down in Dallas, Texas. It's Byron Batman out there. Can you push the one button? Batman is not out there. If you can get Batman on the phone, I appreciate if you can get Byron Batman on the phone. We can give a race report from the Dallas, Texas area. Well, if Batman's not out there, I guess we'll move on. And if he come on, We'll get that report. Well, let me move to Houston, Texas area, and you got Lisa Shotwell. Lisa Shotwell is a racer that's been doing all the announcing at grudge races in Houston, Texas. She's a woman that's been racing back in the day herself, so she's been around racing for a long time, and we want to welcome Lisa to the show. She will be our MC for the May 19th show, and she do a hell of a job at what she do. She keep it exciting, and she will move around the pitch and try to get guys to do some lock-in. So So Letha, Shotwell, if you out there, can you push the one button? Can anybody get Letha, Shotwell on? Can anybody hear me, first of all?
Yeah, Tracy, that everybody can hear you. You got your calls are in, and people can hear you. You got a lot of people have already pressed the one button. So do you want me to try to open up some of your mics?
Yeah, let's open up right now. If you got
At this point, I can't tell you who's there. I need a few minutes, but you got a lot of people that has matched the one button who want to talk to you. So can we go down the list and try to get them? And then Batman might be one of them. But we got about six people trying to talk to you already.
Okay. You got people trying to talk to me already. Hey, I just want to welcome everybody once again. This show is sponsored by Grudge Inc., J. Barnes and Grudge Inc. So if anybody want to talk to me, to push the one button. Before we get this race cap, and if we get to someone, one of those names, the people can tell us about what happened this weekend before we get into what's going to be upcoming. So,
all
Jay,
right.
Who we have first?
All right, what you got now? You got a lot of people that called in. You got some that pressed the one button to talk to you. So the first one is going to be 214, and the last four of his number is 4005. Area code is 214. The last four of his number is 4005. Your mic is now open. Please go ahead.
What's going on? It's Batman. What's jumping?
What's going on, Batman? Like, glad to have you on the show, man. I was just telling guys a little bit about, hey, how we merged with the Gold Racing guys on the East Coast, and Grudge Inc. gave me the opportunity to talk for guys out here in Texas and the Midwest and surrounding states, Louisiana, and also with the Midwest, along with some folks in Mississippi. So, Batman, if you can just kind of tell us what happened in the Grudge world down there in Dallas, Texas, how y'all do it down there on Sunday.
You know, one thing about it, man, you know, we're going to stay grudging, you know. I know we got the big event coming down out of Houston with Atomic Dog and the other boys, man. You know, everybody's kind of excited down here in Dallas to go down there, man, because everybody thinks it's going to probably be the best show KCMP has ever probably had. So we're going to find out, man. Like I said, you know, we always stick close. We're going to promote everybody races. Thanks a lot. Thank you. See, one thing about it, I'm a promoter in Dallas. And that's what I do, Tracy, know that for a fact. And, you know, we all stick together. We come to everybody's events, you know. Somebody's got one event coming, we coming. You know, Tracy does the same thing. You know, he goes around all around the cities and states and do the same thing. So congratulations on that too, man, for Tracy. So, and like I said, we do a big time dollars, man. We stay grudging every weekend, man. We got 4 to 5 tracks down here, so it's not even not one track that's not open. We're going to go to the next one. Well, that's exactly what's happening down here, man. Everybody getting ready for the Atomic Dog race on the 19th. You know, everybody testing the tuning. So we're going to come down there. The DFW boys coming down there for show and do our thing like we always do.
Okay, man, we appreciate it. We appreciate it, Batman. And that's a great thing, man. We try to do it. Like I said, we try to do it big here in Texas. And we're trying to work together and support each other's shows, man. So I want to thank you. Does anybody have any grudge race this weekend down there where y'all was on the test and trying to get ready?
Yeah, we had a couple of girls racing, man. You know, Junior Cutty, he a new up and coming guy, man. He's strong. He's a pretty strong guy, man. Just a beginner, you know, a couple of years racing in, man. You know, we had to tighten him up a little bit this weekend, but you know, it's all about, like I said, everybody trying to find out what's what before we head down there to the Thunderdome. That's what I call HMP, the Thunderdome.
Well, I heard that we got some guys coming from the East Coast, man. You like to give a shout out to some, for I know you plan on trying to hook up with some of them guys. I imagine you got a few on the list, man. You want to say anything to them?
Man, you know, one thing about it, man, the more boys out there, man, you know, they talk tough, but I want to see, you know, I don't know if they ever came to Texas, man, but we're going to find out what they really do. They say how fast they really is down on the East Coast. We'll find out how fast it is in Texas. So that's all I have to say. I want to see what they're talking about.
Okay, appreciate it, Batman. We appreciate you standing by. You want to say anything else? You come back in, push the one button. Hey, Jay, who we have next?
All right, we got another caller. Area code is 706. The last four is 9323. 706-9323. Your mic is now open.
Yeah. No, hey, tell me about this cowboy, and I'm just listening.
You just listen. What's going on, cowboy? Yeah. Cowboy's one of the guys that was in Mississippi that Batman had to strap it on. So, hey, you might want to try to lace him up again. He might want some get back. Batman, you might want some get back, so be ready for him.
Yeah. I like to get back with him again.
But we're waiting to win Tony get on the mic, and then he'll let you know everything about when you can get some get back. Probably on the 19th. Probably get a lot of get back. But we're coming out in there two races, and we're going to do a lot of racing on the 19th. So I'll let Tony tell you about it, and then we'll see what's up.
Okay, Batman. Well, glad to have you on. Now, man, you know what? Javon White spoke about Tony before you called the next person. Is Tony buying out there? Push the one button. Is that Mo 6-2-6-4-6 out there? Push the one button.
No, he's not there yet, but as soon as he come up, we'll sure know it. But the next caller is Peanut. He's on Peanut is 214-0185. Peanut, your mic is now open.
Hey, Tracy, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, you know me. Just trying to put one foot in the front of the other one and getting ready for this big race.
Hey, man, she'll be a good one, man. I hope you have a good time, man. I'd like to see you and the guys in the house. Hey, I hear you bringing a bus out there, man. For everybody who want to come from the Dallas area, man, I heard you got a charter bus coming, man. You bring a bus load. So you want to tell everybody in the Dallas area that might be listening?
Yeah, we got a charter bus going, and, I mean, you know, it's bringing the Dallas fans down. We're going to bring our own fans with us this time. You know, and it's $50 for the ride. That includes your ticket to get in. I mean, we're going to get on a charter bus, you know, and just have a good time and come on down.
Hey, man, we appreciate it, man. We like to see all y'all in the house. It ought to be a great show.
All right, we're just going to sit back and listen in.
Okay, man, appreciate it. Jay, who we got next? Jay, who we got next, Jay?
All righty. Let me scroll back up here for a second. I tell me, dog. We have the next caller would be area code 512, and the number is 8427. 512-8427. Your mic is now open. Area code 512-8427. Your mic is now open. Go ahead. Tell me, dog, he might be a little bashful. So
if you don't want to talk, whoever it is, if you don't want to talk, push the one button, take your hand out of the queue, and you can just stay on this. If you want to talk, your mic is open. If not, push the one button, and your hand go down, and you can just stand by listening.
Yeah, that's what we got to let them know that when you press the one button, that means you want to talk. And, all right, we got another call up, one of your homeboys, Alicat. Alicat, your mic is now open.
Yo, what's going on, Atomic?
What's going on, Alicat? Tell me about what's happening. Tell me, you getting ready for that?
Oh, yeah, we had a very interesting race at HMP over the weekend, Sunday. We had Javier versus Hillbilly. It was a very good race from start to finish. Hillbilly ended up beating Javier, unfortunately, but that's drag racing. Fast starter always wins.
That's right. Those two are the guys that we got locked in. Some of them
more
from East Coast, ain't that right?
Yeah, Javier's locked in with Prime Time also. Hillbilly is locked in. So it's going to be very interesting with them two cars. More than likely, we're going to probably beat Prime Time. More than likely.
Don't get Prime Time what I'm looking for when it comes to Texas.
Oh, yeah. It ain't going to be no Prime Time. It's only one Prime Time. Is it? And that lives in Dallas, Texas. It's only one Prime Time.
I know that's right. So, yeah, so Prime Time coming down here.
But, Nick, is y'all the only one going to talk on the show tonight, or somebody else can say something to you?
Go ahead.
Is Alicia on there yet, Tracy?
I called Alicia a while ago. I called 832. 2046. 832-2046. If you push the one button.
Okay.
I guess not. I don't see. I wanted her to give some of the what happened down in Houston, Texas. I don't see a Jay Bond. So if she come in, we'll just have to try to get on. Jay Bond, who we got next?
I'm on it.
Right, we got an unknown number. The only thing that shows up on a computer says 3423. 3423. Your mic is now.
Hello? Tracy?
Yes,
this Tracy?
Yeah, it's Tracy.
Tracy, this shot well. I ain't on that 2046. I'm on my job number. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I didn't know one. I couldn't find you. You blocked that number or something. We didn't know that number. So, yeah, I figured, you know, I just showed up to tell people a little bit about Lisa. We don't have a lot of women around the country doing a lot of things in racing, but we got a few here in Texas, and I want to try to get some women on, because women are a part of the game. And when they come to Texas, one thing they're going to do is they're going to hear Lisa Shotwell, the woman that's MC that's on the mic. If you're not racist, you're going to come around, and guess what? Y'all think Willie Dawg got a mouth, but guess what? Lisa got a mouth, too. So she's a female mouth for the state of Texas out here in the grudge game. So Lisa, tell them a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'll tell y'all like this.
Well,
I am a talker.
This man got his hand up that he don't want a damn lit on the line.
Well, you know what? Everybody say what they don't want, but it's one thing that I do. They can't stop me. I got a mouth to speak for itself. And if I got haters, I'm going to have haters. But guess what? They can't stop me because more love me than what they do hate me. And those who hate me need not come to the track.
Is that the logo?
I know that's right.
I'm here to promote racing. And I have more idea of telling me if I'm out at the track, they don't want to come out to the track because they love what I talk about. I talk all good. But if those that don't like me, don't bother to come to the track because you can't shut me up. I like what I do. I've been doing it too long. I done drove the cars. And I'm going to get back off into racing the car.
Hello, lady.
So, all I got to say is that you need to be at the track come May 19th because they call me AKA the shit talker. I only talk about it when it's good. You understand? And I'm equal with all people. Now, I'm sorry if you got a car that ain't running like it's supposed to be, but get it right. I got something that's going to meet up with you. But right now, I got some races that's ready to hit off. This Sunday, didn't lie, they carry lots of bets. They say they're going to do it. They've been talking all this long. So let me tell you something. Stop talking and be about it. It ain't about what you got up under the hood of your car. What you got, can it run down the track? If it can't, put it on the trailer and take it back to the house. I don't want to hear that. I want to see that. That's all I got to say.
Well, let them know, Lisa. Let them know. Hey, for the ones out there who's in the mic, if you're not talking, can you please put your phone on mute? For the ones who are not talking, I can kind of hear you in the background. Can you please give us a little courtesy? I know we're kind of new to it. If you're not talking, can you just put your phone on mute? And if you want to talk, you can just bring it out mute and push the one button. Okay, who we got out there next, Jay?
Who's calling? Hello.
Who was that? Jay, I didn't catch who that is, Jay. Who was that? Is that somebody just talking in the background and he can mute his mic? Who we have next, JJ? We have a line of people that want to say something, so we want to go and get them, let them talk. They want to talk.
Tracy, those are the only people right now with their mics, with their hands up that wanted to speak. We do have a couple of other people on the line. We've got Tinka on the line. I know for sure he hasn't pressed the one to talk, but he's on the phone listening. We got a few other numbers, but they're just apparently shy and don't want to talk.
Okay, they don't want to talk. Y'all, that's Sharon. Yeah, she helped me a lot with all the promotion, so she's going to be helping with this show. So I'm aware of some of her promotion, Sharon helping with that. So she's going to try to help us keep track of this stuff we have online. If we don't have nobody else that want to speak on the line right now, you know, I just want to see if I got him a special guest out there that be on this show. If Tony Bonds out there or Mike Hill out there at this time, any one of them on the show?
No, what you have to do at the moment, give us time to look through that. They hadn't actually won, but so they're not in the queue at this point. But if something's off,
okay.
We're gonna have to kind of let me know what's going on.
Okay, James, you can get Tony Bonds. I gotta get Tony in the Bonds on the phone call. I know he wants to say something, but you know, other than that, I'm just gonna say a little bit about if you can just try to get him and Mike Pro Stock Joe and Willie Dog on the phone, just kind of line them up for me. We're gonna move on to something else. I want to move on to a little topic and to J.B. Rains and people to get on the show. And one of the topics I want to talk about, man, is doing this grudge game, man, and trying to mix it up with folks across different states. I've learned that one of the most important things is the stipulations. And the stipulation is how we stipulate, which is becoming to be very important, and it should, you know, it will be a lesson for some. So with some of these guys coming down here, man, even at the track, we got to learn to step our races to the best of our advantage and be careful on how each and every person step. One of the things that's important to me is language, how we interpret what each other say. I tell people all the time, you got to be quick to hear and slow to speak, because we have some people from different states. You've got people that's got some quick mouths and they're crafty on what they say and how they say it. So we all got to pay close attention to be quick to hear and slow to speak to make sure we get our stipulations right. We believe in a lot of different terminology. What go here might not go there. What go there might not go here. But once we try to bridge this gap, we got to learn that, hey, we're going to have to compromise certain things. It's not, each coach don't have the only way. Just to let you know, in Texas and Mississippi and Louisiana don't have the only way. But what we do have to understand is we have to find a common denominator, how we can make this thing work. And that comes in stipulation, how we communicate about how we want to do our racing. That brings me to this point, which is a very important point from my perspective and also some other guys around here in the Texas area. East Coast run a lot of cars with no willy bars. East Coast run a lot of small tire cars with no willy bars. And from their perspective, that's the only way it got to be. Boys coming out here towards the Texas, Louisiana area, a lot of guys out here running willy bars. Now, we always speak about parts, and we don't like to get on the internet and talk about a lot of specific parts, but some parts are necessary to bring up. Those folks are coming to Texas. Now, a lot of their cars won't have willy bars. A lot of Texas cars will have willy bars. We got to try to, you know, make them understand if you're going to race, you're going to race. We buy what they buy. We have to try to find some kind of way to work it out. Now, I'm going to go out and say this. I don't want to be a race stopper, and I'm not going to try to be a race stopper, but that's what I'm saying for each one of you guys. Learn to step your race. Learn to step your race, you know. So sometimes they might, you know, I'm not going to say that they won't run a car with a bar, because we went to Mississippi, and I seen a East Coast car run one of our Dallas cars, and the Dallas car had willy bars on it. So just because you got willy bars and they don't got willy bars, we still can make a race. And it is that he found a way to make that race happen. So, you know, I just want you guys to understand we still can find a way to make a race, even though some of those cars got willy bars.
Hey, Trace.
Go ahead.
Trace. I'm gonna speak on that too. This is Batman. Let me tell you something, man. These time and ages, things have changed. Technology has changed. I tell people all the time, they holler about stock suspension, ladder bars, folding. Man, the way things go on technology right now, man, I just seen stock suspension cars that run ladder bars, folding cars. It's all about how you build your car. Now, just like you said, you know, a person's gonna man their ship the way they wanna man it. And I tell people all the time in grudge racing, hey, man, you want to brawl, hope you brought enough. If you ain't fast enough, leave him alone. Go to the next man. Because I tell people all the time, man, okay, you have a Sasha Spencer car, but you might have an 800 cubic inch in that motherfucker versus a 632-inch with a wheelie bar car. So all the variables, they damn near match up to pretty close to the same when it's all said and done. One thing I can't understand, back in the day, Tracy, when we used to run, we used to just run where we ran. If you ain't fast enough, let the next person get to it. All this crying about stock suspension, you got this, you got that. As a grudge racer, man, if you can't get in, don't fit in.
Hey, that's right, man. I mean, that's just something we got to work on and still try to make breaks happen, because just not necessary. Just because the guy got Willie balls, that guy without that Willie ball feel like the guy with Willie ball got advantage. So we went to Mississippi, hey, they, you know, Tony and them kind of got the best of our call up here with Willie ball, so we just want to make sure that we try to make the right.
Technology, you know, a lot of people got these calls that, like you said, you got all kind of sensors and everything on drive shaft, everything. And a lot of these guys that got ladderboard cars ain't got a sensor on their car. So that's the reason why they use Willie ball. Some people don't like Willie ball. Some people do. Some people spend extra money not to have Willie ball. But don't cry about the Willie ball. Don't cry about the stock suspension. Don't cry about the ladderboard or the folding. Hey, man, look here, man. It's just like gambling, man. You roll the dice. If you come up 11, you win. If you come up with crap, you lose. Take it like it go.
I know that's right. That's a good point, man. You know, hey, we got somebody, I think, out there that want to speak, and they got their hand up, so hey, you can open their mic at this time.
We've got 469-4445. Your mic is now open.
Hey, Trey, this is Shannon. It's Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Tracy, really, I was just going to say exactly what Batman just said. You know, a lot of people complain about, well, this man got Willie ball, this man got this, that, and the other. I mean, just like you said, I mean, if you really sat back and watch what people are doing, you know, these stock suspension drag radials, this, that, and the other, you got guys like Shane Stack that running on a drag rail are running faster than most of these big tire cars, you know what I mean? So, really, people need to stop complaining about what this next man got, especially if you built your car a certain way, and then you come to another area or wherever, and then you start complaining, wanting to take stuff off their car. That ain't going to happen down here. But the problem, like you, I think you were about to address, Trey, is people, and I mean, not taking nothing away from Tony Bonds and his crew, because, I mean, they do their thing, and they do it good. But a lot of people are so anxious to beat them, you know, they'll come down here and tell them, well, take that off, and do want to be the man to beat, you know, the prime time click so bad that they'll strip their car naked and get towed up and go home broke just because they wanted to beat them so bad. So, I mean, myself, I wouldn't put myself in that position, but Trace, I'm telling you, it's going to happen down here too. Somebody's going to put themselves in that position.
Well, I understand that, man. You know, that's why I tell people be careful with your stipulation, but, you know, try to get your bet on. Just make sure, hey, if they talk into something you feel like you can do, try to make sure you can do it. Hey, the stipulation don't necessarily mean, hey, the best man that skips the race going to win, but everybody, every racer try to get the edge that they can, and a lot of times it's being done through stipulation. So, hey, man, learn to listen to people. Hey, when it comes down here, man, I guarantee you when them guys come down here, them guys coming down here for bear, and it's going to be a good show, and they're going to try to race. So we want to make sure we be ready right now. They got the best of us. We went out there in Mississippi. Then we follow them out to Mike Hill's race, the Grand Finale in South Carolina. Went out there. And hey, we won one, but then they got the best of us on a good one. So all in all, maybe just be careful.
But you know what? One thing, Trace, I want to say to some of these guys that riding the fence, straddling the fence, you know, trying to decide if they want to bring their car or not. You know, some of these guys might really would influence them to bring their cars out, because these guys on the East Coast, not saying they think we are just super weak, but for whatever reason, we haven't gained that respect. I mean, really, in grudge racing, everybody knows you got to gain the respect. Ain't nobody just going to give you nothing. You know, like Batman said earlier, you know, he even went to Mississippi a couple times. He left Mississippi and went across the world to Alabama. And, you know, he lost down there. But you know what? They got to respect that because he went over there. you know, a lot of our races around here, we got to start, like you said earlier in the show, we got to start moving around. You know, me and Peanut, we go as far as we can go. And the only thing holding us back is a work schedule. You know, if it wasn't for that, we'd be everywhere. You know, but I just really hope a lot of these guys that's thinking about bringing their cars out that don't know if they're going to bring them or not, man, bring them. Because it's not just about these guys that's coming to town, but, you know, they need to take that back to their hometown and say, hey, man, those boys down in Texas are racing for real. And then that maybe will bring more racing down here next year, you know what I mean, or a few months from now.
That's right, man. I agree with that. We got to venture out. We know we get expensive. Sometimes we got to team up. We got to, when we leave going out of state, we got to try to, let me tell you something. I went to Bradenton, Florida last year at the race that Baldy and SAJ had out there. They had a packed house out there. Guys came from all up and down the East Coast. And some of them guys got to team up, man. That's what we got to learn to do as Texas guys. We got to team up. We may not can go out there like we come here with 15 or 20 cars. But, hey, we get together, man, and we got four or five cars and go out to state and try to represent and we help each other out. We can go out there, man, and try to put on a show with them guys and there'd be less expenses on everybody. So, you know, everybody can't take their car, but if we team up, I want to show the guys on the East Coast in Texas, we'll be in the house, and Louisiana, we'll be in the house, and we're willing to do some traveling. We just got to learn some kind of team up and help each other out. We can move around. This thing is growing racing, and it's growing racing, it's venturing out all over the world now. So, you know, we want to try to be our part and participate and try to get some of them guys to participate, like Tony Bynes and them are coming down here on May 19th to Houston Motorsports Park.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me add that to Tracy. You keep mentioning the East Coast and Louisiana and Mississippi, but let me tell you, through Grudge Inc., you know, we have races and that's in Illinois, that's in Michigan, Maryland, Kentucky, and, you know, we are doing races and supporting promoters in all those areas. So it's just not the East Coast. And believe me that there's in every part of the country, there's a different, everybody lack a different setup, you know. Mostly up north, I was up in Wisconsin supporting a race this weekend, and 90% of the cars were all turbos, you know, and nicest cars was the minority. And so I'm just letting you know that as this thing tied together, it's a whole lot of adjusting that's going to have to be done and skipping to get you know, they like to run up north. They like to run the quarter of a mile. So, the East Coast, where that has been the predominant force, because they had the predominant voice. But now that everybody's getting their voice, it's changing things. And people like Tony Bynes recognizing that, and that's why you see him stepping up. Tony travels anyway. However, you know, I think Tony gonna not only want to be a champion in all parts of the country, but also, you know, he's proven it by stepping out. So, you know, there's a lot of races across the country, really, north, south, east, and west, that we got to pay more attention of so that we can all be a part.
Yeah, we want to venture out, Jay, to some of them other states. We get together, man. I like to go up towards Marlin, Michigan. I like to go up towards Chicago because you got them boys on. Hey, man, at one point in time of the year, I want to get together with maybe two or three cars and take up there also. Hey, when you mentioned Tony, I just got a call from Tony J. He wants you to give him a call. He's trying to get on. You can get him. He's trying to get on. He say you got his number.
Tracy, while Jay is doing that, Tinka is on the phone, and I think he's looking for somebody named D-Town.
D-Town,
I don't think D-Town is on the line.
What's up, Tracy?
What's up, man? Who you looking for?
Your show sound pretty good.
Who you looking for? D-Town?
Yeah, I'm looking for D-Town. He called me earlier. I told him I'm going to call him back a little later.
D-Town, let me see if D-Town's on the line. D-Town, if you're out there, if you can push the one button, we'll see if we see your hand.
I don't show D-Town on the phone right now. He hasn't.
Can
if he is.
Okay, well, he's not on that right now. I think if we can get him before the show is over, we'll be sure to try to get him. If you know somebody that could call him and get him on the phone on a three-way and they got their hand up, we'll let you shout out at him. So.
Okay, okay. What about old Carrie Bell?
Carrie Bell?
Carrie Bell on the phone? Or Kenneth Williams, any one of them. It don't matter which any one of them.
Carrie Bell or
Kenneth Williams. It don't matter.
You're on the phone, can you push the one button? You got somebody want to holler at you. Think of what you want to holler at them about. You care to let people know what you want with them?
Yeah, I want to try to lock something in, try to do something on the 19th down there with them. You know, I want to try them out and see how they, you know, something like that.
In other words, he sounded like he want to lock in a race, and what we have to do, as long as we got his name, and we'll eventually get to him, but we'll let him know that you want to lock in. We can kind of make that happen for you. At the moment, they're not
D-Town
on the line.
Did somebody call D-Town? He called me earlier. I think he read it.
He'll try. They call in. He'll try to get him. If you got somebody that's on the line now that's on the three-way, you can get them, because you probably can holler at them. But we don't see their hand right now. So if you know somebody you can contact who's on the line, they probably can get them. Hey, Jay, did you get Tony?
Yeah, I haven't gotten him yet. Give me a few more minutes. I haven't. Just give me about 30 more seconds.
Okay, yeah, because he was calling me and trying to get out. Okay, I don't know. I wanted King Arthur to holler at somebody out there. King Arthur, you on the line? King Arthur's out there. You on the line? Which one,
Trace? I don't see King Arthur. I can try to call him for you.
Yeah, you're trying to get King on the line, because I know he wants to say something, and I'm going to give him an opportunity to say something he wanted. Anybody on the line that got a race locked up from Houston, Texas, want to talk about it? Got somebody out there want to holler at? I mean, it's got a lot of people on the line right here. I'm quite sure some of the listeners out there that's going to be in Houston, Texas on May 19th. And I believe you probably got some action on this line right now. You got people from all over. Think, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you want to try to go with somebody on May 19th. So what kind of car you got? What are you trying to do with
it? Oh,
6'8 Nova. 6'8 Nova. Small car, big car?
Small car.
Small car. Who specifically, which one you want? I heard some rumors that you and D-Town supposed to be trying to do something, and y'all supposed to be doing it pretty soon, so... I hear that they keep calling you, and you want to go
right
on
now,
to that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it right now. Go on, get this done right now. Get this over with.
Get ready. So somebody needs...
The number you have reached, 706-88.
Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, they had pushed the one button, so we're going to wait until we're trying to get Tony on the phone. Tony told me he wants to talk to some of the Texas people, let them know what he got for them, let them know what's going to be happening. I want to speak to, I don't know if Mike Hill actually showed up or not. I kind of wanted Mike to come on and say something, approach Dr. Joe. They guys that come on the radio a lot from East Coast, and I kind of want to say something to some of the Texas guys out here in Texas, what we're trying to do for the radio show and the Growers Race Convention around the world, for the East Coast and up here. So, whoever you get out there, got the one button up.
Hello? That's Tony Bynes. You got Tracy, the Atomic Dog, trying to talk to you.
Oh, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Tony?
What's up, buddy? Y'all got them Texas guys ready?
Yeah, you got Texas guys saying they locked and loaded, man. They want to try to make action with you.
Hey, Tom Dog, don't you tell Kyle that I got something coming to run him. Then just be ready. 29,
man,
no willy balls.
You want to
You send
him that message to me.
You ever call that one race didn't go, you got something else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, prime time deep.
Well, I tell you
the
what.
The wheels going to come. You know, it's going to be 29, you know, carburetors, no turbos, none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No turbos.
No, I'm bringing something.
Let it know.
Who you letting know that?
I thought the guy wanted to say something. He's supposed to be on here. I don't know if he's on the line. 281-4896, the guy that you talked to about that car. I'm trying to see if I see his number on here. 281-4896. I don't know if he's at that or not. He's the guy that probably wanted to holler at you about that car.
Okay.
I don't see him. I don't know if they can get Chucky.
Why are you looking for that? Tony. How many races you got locked in Texas, Tony?
I got a race locked in with the rule against the SKN truck. I got Rambo locked in with a Mustang from down there. And I'm bringing Nightmare for that Louisiana guy. I've got that people got a back half car down there. And I'm working on a car for Kyle, you know, Bad Nana for as we speak.
Right. Then what's your prediction for when prime time go to Texas?
Oh man, you know what prime time. We know what prime time do every time they go to Florida, every time they go to Mississippi. You know what they do? There ain't no secret. Y'all look at the internet.
Yeah. So, are you predicting that we'll be naming Texas will be an extension of Georgia? Are you gonna take it over?
Oh yeah, I'm taking over Texas. When I come. Taking it over.
Atomic Dog, you done heard the baddest man from the country say that he's taking over Texas. He's bringing a Georgia flag with him, and he's gonna plant the Georgia flag in Texas. What'd you say about that?
Well, Tony Bynes right now. Tony Bynes had his way when he came halfway to Texas, when he came to Mississippi. But as you noticed, that was halfway to Texas. He ain't made it all the way to Texas. Sometimes when you come halfway, it looks good, but when you come all the way, that grass
on,
is always green on the other side. So I believe he's gonna be well, but he's going back, you know. With that Kool-Aid face, as they say on the East Coast, I believe Tony Bynes is going to be going back to Georgia with a Kool-Aid face.
Well, I got part of your Texas guys. When I went down to Mississippi, I raced everything Texas brought down there and beat them.
So what makes you think something's going to
change?
Hold on now. You didn't race everything from Texas.
I raced everything that wanted to race.
No, you didn't race everything. You looked at my car 100,000 times and was debating if you wanted to race. Don't say you raced everything.
What car? Who is this? What car are you talking about?
This is Shona.
What kind of car you got?
My Camaro.
Huh?
And you come over there and you tried to pick your race. You looked at it and you looked at it and you looked at it.
I still don't remember it.
Yeah, I know
purple,
you don't remember
purple,
now. You have
a memory
lapse.
He got a purple flame on it.
Is it
a back half car?
No, it ain't no back half car.
What kind of car is it?
It's a test car. You thought I was a little weak.
Well, you going to have it down there this week?
Is the Pope Catholic?
Say what now?
I say, is the Pope Catholic?
Well, I'll see if it's going to be down there then. Make sure you come to me and say, Tony, this is the guy you were scared of.
I'm right across the pitch from you.
Say, Tony, this is Batman. I got something to say, too, man.
Uh-huh.
Now, Tony, y'all did pick your races when we did come down there because Texas came down there deep. And y'all did pick your races. And you had your dog boy, little dog boy, chili dog, which he ran from me. And you know what I'm talking about. And I chased him to Montgomery, Alabama, and he still didn't want to do nothing. So don't say y'all running nothing, because if you get down here in Houston, Texas, this is where it stops.
But the only thing I hate, it ain't a two-day event. Cause I'm feeling like I ain't gonna have time to just beat all y'all in one night.
Well, guess what?
That's the only thing I hate in a two-day event. I wish it was a two-day event.
Well, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Tracy. Ain't HMP open on Sunday, too?
Yeah, they open on Sunday, too. So if you want to get enough that Saturday night, one thing about it, Tony, we can race all night down there. We don't have no curfew.
So we
well,
race
good,
all night. You need a few hours to do a little bit on Sunday. We race on Sunday too, so it can be. We can arrange that for you.
Well, as long as y'all ain't got no curfew, I think it. I'm figured everything out. I think I should be taking care of all y'all around about 4 o'clock that morning. I should be through.
One thing about it, Tony, we're going to feed you, but we're going to see you right back out there, don't grow.
The only race I'm worried about is that Mustang I've got to run Rambo with. But all the other races I got, I'm just easy races. Easy. And I
see
y'all
making a bunch of money.
I just feel like y'all ain't gonna step to the plate. That's what I feel like.
Well, just like Tracy said, you didn't come all the way deep in Texas. We know where it lies at.
I'm gonna be there.
We know where it lies at.
I'll be in Texas Friday morning. Wait.
Hey. Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, this the other boy from Shell Enough. I'm trying to help you remember that Camaro. It got that purple flame on the front. And you was
what's your model Camaro?
85. Like the 85 Camaro.
Is it a back half car or a chassis car?
It's a chassis car like yours.
I ain't got no chassis car. It's a chassis car like mine. I ain't got no chassis car.
Well, I mean, I don't want to disrespect and tell you why it's what I saw, but, you know, it's a chassis car. You know, that Camaro is a chassis car.
Okay then, what you would give a back half for?
You say what?
What would you give a back half for?
That ain't, I mean, but I don't want to say what we're gonna give a back half car because I mean that ain't what you got.
What ain't? I just what I got the nightmare of a back half car. Stop front end.
Can you tell me how?
When I bought that car, when that car was made for the Chevrolet dealership. Same front end that it came with then, that's what it got in on now. Just got, the only thing the difference is it got all different shocks on the front. Same, everything the same. That's the difference.
So you talking about the same front end as in the same frame rail?
Yeah, same frame rail that comes from the factory, still on it. A little rusty, but it's the same one that comes from the factory.
I'm going to listen to you now, but it sure didn't look like the original one. Okay.
Don't worry, sir. You just put a bullseye on your head. I got some more calls coming from our East Coast. Gonna be that guy next.
Hold on, I didn't hear everything you said. My phone went out. You said what now?
I said you put a bullseye on your head just tonight. Showing
okay.
up and got flames on the car, blue. So when I get down there, I'll have a
race for
you.
They purple.
They
purple. Don't remember for they purple flames. And you're right. They trimmed in blue.
So now.
We're not scared to put a bullseye on our head.
Well, it's one on that now. Just for you getting on the radio show talking trash.
Well, we're not scared.
The only thing you accomplished was put a bullseye on your head. That's the only thing you accomplished tonight.
Boy, we sure glad we put one on our head.
We ain't had nothing else to do.
We should have had that a long time ago then.
Yeah, well, it's there.
Hey.
And please tell us, if y'all got a little old street car down there, I will bring something up.
We ain't got no street car.
I want to bring something up down there, too, to take care of the little local guy, you know, the little slow guy. We can race, too.
Yeah,
all
you know,
these back half cars and big tire cars.
We got a street car.
I got a question, though. I got a question though, because a lot of people everybody talk. How you feel about, you know, you got y'all got them stock suspension cars and they run good now. They run damn good, you know. But my question is, y'all built those cars the way y'all built them. Why do you feel it's necessary to come down or go anywhere and say you want a favor from somebody that got a car with wheelie bars on it?
Oh, I don't care about the wheelie bar. As a matter of fact, the two cars that I'm running with the Ruler and Rambo, they got wheelie bars. I ain't telling them to take their wheelie bars off. I'm just saying I don't need them. No, I don't care about the wheelie bar. As long as they got 28.
And that's respectable. That's respectable. That's why, you know, a lot of people, they ask for favors when they got wheelie bars.
No, I don't care about wheelie bars. You know, remember when I ran all that boy from Texas and Mississippi? He had wheelie bars on. I ain't telling them to take them off.
Yeah, you got the best of them, but I mean, hey, I can't speak for them.
You're talking about the little white Camaro. Yeah, he had wheelie balls. I ain't tell him to take his wheelie balls off. I told him to put another set on.
put two on there.
He sure did, didn't he?
Let me ask you a question, Tony. This Batman talking.
Yeah.
If you get around Javier in Rambo, can I have you? Because I like to have you with the 69.
69 what?
The 69 tomorrow, that's why I brought down there for Willie Dog.
Well, I can probably run your Camaro with the Ruler car. The Ruler car ain't got no Willie bars on it. It's something like Rambo.
It don't make no difference, man. One thing about it, I ain't gonna run from it.
Y'all gonna run. Y'all gonna see. And, you know, I ain't the fine time. Fine time just ain't coming by itself. Fine time got a little help this time, so you know I'm gonna be up taking the food.
Hey,
usually we be by ourselves.
I gotta pay some bills, Tony. I gotta pay some bills. Just give me 1 second. I gotta pay some bills, and I gotta pay a few bills.
All right.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy.
Gwyneth,
UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
All right, Tony, I'm going to finish off with that.
DC Racing Fuel, known as the world leader in racing fuel, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. DC Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. DP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. DP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRV manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tooling for optimum results. PRV's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRV Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
All right, Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, Bob? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, but you're talking
hey.
To somebody. I
might have
been Batman.
Hey, this cell phone finna go dead. Call, click me over at 790-1072. 706-1072.
My cell phone back with
it. Yeah, last four is 1072. You see that number?
Can you get it? Get it? Can you get Tony on that number?
Yeah, 1072. I got it. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the only problem we're gonna have, but not enough time to do what all I got to do. And I please all these guys that talking about they ready to race. They talk a good game, but we're gonna see how much they talk when I get down there.
Tony.
Uh-huh.
This Ricky again. What's showing up?
Yeah.
This is the thing, man. A lot of people respect you because you do race. That's the bottom line, right? Now,
I race and win, too, now. Don't say that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
All right. Just say it all, now. I'm just out here racing and just give away money. I race to win. It's like a job to me. See, y'all do it as a pastime. I do it as a job.
Hey, man. I ain't going to lie to you. You winning your fair amount of races now. I ain't going to take nothing from you. But all the only thing I got to say is when you come down this way, man, and it's not just directed towards you, because everybody make it like it's all about Tony Bynes. There's more people coming. Like Tracy said earlier in the show, things different around this way. We don't really run no wheelie ball cars and this, that, and the other, and, you know, certain ways. So when we go to y'all's track, then we got to be courteous to what y'all want. Y'all come down here, you know, you got to run the way we run. So
oh, I don't care
about come down here saying, don't come down here saying, I want this, and since I ain't got no wheelie balls, that ain't fine, this, that, and the other. That's just the way it's going to be when you come down this way.
Well, you know,
now, we go on y'all's side. Go ahead.
But Tommy Dahl booked these races. He put me up against races. I ain't never seen none of these cars I raced against. As long as he told me what size tires they got, that's all I wanted to know. I ain't got some who was it or what their record was, anything like that. He said the boy wanted to try me. I said, okay, lock it in. The cars I'm running, I haven't even seen before.
Right.
But I'm going on the record that they got. You know, Texas ain't really got no fast cars down there. You know, so they can't be that fast. They've been that fast. I'd have heard about them. That's why I locked the boy.
Say, Tony.
That's why we put that bullseye on our head today, cause you ain't no fan calls today.
Oh yeah, the bullseye's on it. You trust that? Yeah,
that's why we put it up there.
I can't wait to get down there. I wish tomorrow. I can't wait to get a hold of you. I wish tomorrow.
You've been signing us up for about 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't. I was gonna wait till Mississippi or Hasbro next year, but I can't wait that long. That's why I said
you don't want to wait till then.
You've been trying to size us up for 2 years, so we're just gonna wait and let you size us up again.
Well, I got the best of y'all the last two Hasbro races, and
well,
I agree with you. People use the brain their best when they go out of town, so the slow stuff stay in town, so I can't wait to get down there to see the slow stuff y'all got down there.
Oh, well, I guess you're right about what you're saying, if you believe it.
Hell yeah. Ain't no joke.
Tell me this, man. Remember when you were still running the dud?
Uh-huh.
Now, we had a boy out of Dallas come down there still on the trailer, told you he wasn't going to make a hit, nothing. He was just going to get off and get on your ass. What happened to that? You remember that blue from out?
All these guys you talking about want to do this and do that, I'm going to see where they're going to be.
I'm talking about what happened. Because, I mean, you say we got some slow down, and he had a small block. Him and his boy got out their truck. They didn't get to the track until about 8 o'clock that night. And you had that done last year. He got out the truck. Batman, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you remember when old Paul got out the car and told him, man, let's do it right now. You said, I ain't got no, you know what he was looking for. Don't say nothing fast down here because you turned down a lot of races. Now, that's smart now.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Tony, middle name, it might be Tony Bond, but his middle name is Duck. See, because they know how to duck from a lot of things. I know that, though. You know, I know he's been ducking for a while. I know that.
I don't duck nobody. From January 1st,
y'all figure out, I race
about close to 90 grudge races. I don't duck too many. Yeah. So evidently, if you said you wanted to race, I must have had another race locked in or something and couldn't get to you or something like that. That's the only way I took down a race.
Evidently,
I had another race locked in or something, or it had been late or something. If you got there late, I had other races on the agenda. But I ain't never duck hollering nobody. You'll see how much ducking I do, unless you got something crazy out of my class.
No, I can respect that. What I'm going to say is, though, when you do come down here, man, this is going to be the fight of your life this time. This ain't none of these Mississippi boys and all that, man. I mean, there's a lot of cars in between Dallas and Houston, man, that you ain't seen, man, that ready to get dead on your ass, for real, man.
Well, I sure can't wait to get down there. I'm dead serious, man.
I mean, when we came down there last time, y'all had a bunch of promo cars. We had our coverage out with a lot of backhand cars and, you know, tennis top cars. Y'all had a bunch of promo down there, which we did see that, you know. But I guarantee you this, though, pound for pound, hey, y'all ass in trouble.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think I'm having enough time. What track going to be open close to Houston that Sunday? Because like, I don't like I'm having no time to take care of everybody that fair.
That track will be open Sunday, too.
You can get all you need if you can't get it done Saturday.
I'm gonna stay for Sunday for your ass. We'll make sure we're gonna barbecue your ass before you leave.
Well, that's
you
good. Y'all need to go ahead on. Y'all need to go
we'll
ahead
make sure we're gonna barbecue your ass. Hey,
y'all
Tino, you get on the line.
Y'all need to keep that track over for Sunday, too. Let's go and make a plan to have it over for Sunday, too.
Hey, tell your boy Catboy, if you want to run me on foot again, get ready. I'll bust his ass again.
Yeah. So Cowboy right here, he's sure gonna ready to run that foot race again. Cowboy, you trying to get one? Yeah, you said.
Hey,
yeah.
Cowboy, don't do it.
Yeah, this guy that Jamie beat last time. You know, Jamie got a hold of him in Alabama, I think. You know, he gave Jamie the break.
Oh, Jamie run too?
Alabama? Yeah, I'm saying this guy. Hey, ain't you the guy that ran Jamie in the Mustang against Kamara?
Yeah.
Byron, he's talking about you.
Yeah.
But who that from Texas that Jamie beat with the Mustang?
That's that man. He on that field.
That's him, right?
Yeah.
What you want to do? Saturday with that Camaro?
Man, I want to do. Say, man, I'm gonna tell you some one thing about me. When I go to Houston, I don't go on real. I come to race, man.
Right. So what you want to do Saturday? What you want to do Saturday? I'm gonna make you my first victim. You got with the boss?
With what?
I'll make you my first victim. You got with the boss?
Yes, I do.
Good. I want you to have them on there. I'm going to lock you in right now. You're going to be my little appetizer. I'm going to lock you in with the ruler, head up, and I don't need no Willie Boss.
Oh, is that right?
Me and you. Huh?
Hey, okay. We'll be there, baby. We'll be there.
Ain't no be there. I don't want you to be there. I'm saying if you're going to lock in. Ain't talking about be there. Lock in $500,000
hey,
or better right now.
Listen. I'm going to tell you something, okay? I got one race locked in already, okay?
You ain't got no race locked in with nobody from Georgia, Alabama,
yeah,
nobody?
I got one race locked in with a Houston guy.
Who you got
okay?
race locked in with?
I got one race locked in with a Houston guy.
Like, don't worry about them Houston guys. You can run them next week and Saturday and Sunday next week. I'm talking about I'll run you right now since you got on here talking trash. You got Willie Balls. You got a back half car. You got big tires. I got small tires, no Willie Balls. I'm locking you in $500 or $2,000 a belt. I'm talking about the damn that Houston guy. You can run him next week. Y'all need to church together and try to handle what's coming to y'all. A hurricane coming down there. Don't worry about that. Trying to race your homeboys. Y'all homeboys better get together and put y'all money together and try to get this East Coast money. Now, do you want to lock in $500 or $2,000 a belt? Hello? Hello? Darren, he done hung up the phone, cowboy. I got a car with small tires, no Willie Ball. I tried him here, though. I don't want nothing. Keep his Willie Balls on. That man done hung up the phone. Hello?
Hello?
Man, this man hung up the phone. I don't want to
hear that. Man.
Hello?
That's him.
Hello? Hey, do you want to lock in? Hello?
Hello? Where are you going?
Hello?
Batman is still on the line and his mic is still open.
Oh, he's the one saying that. That's a shame.
Hold on. He's trying to see you. Hold on.
Tracy, while Batman is trying to see, 281-2604, your mic is now open.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you.
281-2604.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's me. This is Horace, Tracy. I was just listening. I just clicked in.
Yeah, Horace. What's up, Horace? How you doing?
No.
You got your heart right ready?
I'm just about, man. Almost there. I'll be ready.
You be ready?
Yeah, I'll be ready.
Tommy Dog, what happened to
that? Hey, Trey says.
Yeah.
Trey says.
Go ahead.
Honestly, Tony got a point. All these boys that got these races locked up with from Dallas to Houston, San Antonio, all this stuff, man, that comes second. It really should. That's just true. I mean, and that's just how I feel about it, even Dallas versus Houston. All of Dallas versus Dallas stuff got to wait until we get back home.
That's right.
That day there dedicated to kicking shit out of Tony Byron and his whole friend, all his friends and shit.
Yeah,
Yeah, you got.
I'm not coming down there in Texas. I'm not going to draw on nobody from Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, South. I'm not running on my homeboys from East Coast. I'm running everybody from Louisiana back. Louisiana, Texas,
yeah.
Arizona, Mississippi. No, I'm Mississippi. We're going to let Mississippi slide.
Batman
called me, telling me I was on his phone.
Hold on,
see if
I can get
in here. Go ahead. Mississippi on
back. Yeah.
Batman, Mississippi. On back. Oh, Louisiana on what? Louisiana on what? Even Chicago, everybody. Yeah. Chicago boy. Where is Batman at? He's going to go on the phone talking about racing somebody.
I think this is Tony, this is the first time a show up being put on hold while a man think about locking in.
Go slide. I mean, you know what I'm saying, but what are you talking about? I told him to keep his window balls on. He got a backhand
pass. He's trying to get in. He just told you. He just called me. He's trying to get in. He's trying to get in. 214-4005. He's trying to get in. 214-4005 before it says phone drop.
He hasn't.
Phone drop.
Yeah. He's not back in yet, but while Batman is trying to get back in, we have another caller who just put their hand up. 601-3356, your mic is now open.
Tony Bynum.
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's up, man?
This is Big Ken out of Mississippi, Tony Bynum. And
what's
I
up, Ken?
By getting on these radio shows, man, drawing on these people, man. Didn't I not tell you that, man?
Yeah, I told him, man. The whole show done got quiet, man. I don't know what's going
boss,
on.
Boss, you done shut the... Now, I've been listening to this show, and this is my first time on this show. Now, you done shut these folks down in Texas. First, they thought you wasn't going to raise them.
Don't say shut down
talk.
In Texas. Don't say shut down in Texas. Show enough still talking. Show enough still talking.
Show enough just talking right now. He's just popping his gun, man. When
man, who are they?
Show enough going to get lost, man.
I bet
hey,
we don't get lost.
Hey, we're going to be right there. You ought to know that. You're going to see a big, you're going to see about two big-ass buses. You're going to see a big-ass trailer and a bunch of people. Show enough ain't going to get lost.
Show enough don't get lost.
Hey, man. Boy, they
you remember us.
Man.
Prime time, you remember us. You just play like you don't.
Now, I can remember when I see, you know, I just see so many people, so many tracks, you know. It's hard me to keep up with everybody.
No, hell no. Let me
refresh you. We're the only we right across the street from your pit.
I sure can't remember, but I sure will see. Sure will see.
Let me refresh your memory again. Bobby came down there talking crazy, like he wanted to do something. Then we went on down that lane. He changed his mind. You were standing over there with him. He started crying about the transmission. And me and you were sitting there talking. I said, come on, man. Everybody knows that a Lenco is harder to turn over than an automatic. We were talking about that. You said, I don't know. I ain't never had a Lenco. That's when you was over there dissecting the car. You remember all that?
So what kind of car you say you got now again?
It's a 85. It's like an 85 Camaro with a purple. Got a big purple flame on the front, all right. On the hood.
Well, I'm gonna make sure I bring some down. I ain't gonna bring that to our camp, but I'm gonna bring somebody from up East Coast to run you. I'm just gonna run you. And all them when I come to the gate, all them looking for is purple.
That's all you need
for.
Look
that's
for
all.
Purple.
Mine's purple, that's it.
Bring some down there that go ahead and take care of you. I see y'all really, y'all
that's
test calls about running just past our back half cars, and then y'all test calls can't be on our test calls.
Hey, you know what? Tony, let me tell you something. And I ain't trying to be funny. And I think, I'm going to tell you, like, what's his name? What's his name, Pino, that got us all amped up? What's the boy's name? Bobby Wildchild?
Yeah.
Nah. Now, Bottle Wild Child and Pro Stock Joe and put the whole East Coast underwater. You was talking about a hurricane a while ago. We ain't worried about hurricanes down here. We play frisbee and hurricane. We don't give a shit about no hurricane. But over there, they didn't put the whole East Coast underwater. So now they made us go and put together a real race car. See, the one this just something for us to play with, like you said, the past time. But see, now we gonna be on our job. You know what I'm saying? Y'all bring who you want to bring down here. But just let them know. After that, we mad and we gonna be kicking ass every time we see them.
But
showing up.
You talk like you a man. You know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just
tell
talking.
You what, I'm gonna do this.
I'm
gonna do this. Thing. Me and you gonna make a little side bet.
What's the side bet?
$500.
On what?
I bet that the East Coast win more races than Texas. I don't care if you be five races. I don't care if it be 10 races. We going to count up.
Now you pick your races too good.
I ain't talking about everybody on the East Coast. I'm going to bet you.
You pick your races too good.
We going to win more races than Texas.
Y'all might not bring number two, Carl.
I'm bringing five myself. So I know everybody's some more people then. Coming. So I'm saying that we East Coast gonna win more races than Texas or Louisiana. East Coast cars gonna win more races. Me and your little side $500 bet.
Well, I'm a bet on myself, you know.
I know you.
I'm a bet on something.
So you include. I'm just saying. $500 that we win more races.
I say I'm a bet on some show.
You saying Texas gonna kick our ass? So let's go ahead.
I didn't say Texas. I say I will.
Oh man, come on! Show man. You don't believe in your homeboys. You don't believe in your homeboys.
I believe in me.
You don't believe in your homeboy.
I believe in me. I ain't saying
hey,
that.
Hold on. I tell you what. With that rule car, you think you got some song messing with Batman? I believe in that.
I love the rule against Batman.
That's a good race.
But we got one problem with that race.
When I draw on Batman,
he dropped. It hurt. It scared him so bad he dropped the phone.
Well, I know. There's one thing I know though. The owner of the car ain't gonna drop the phone.
That's what kind of fear I put in the average man's heart. When I said, "Man, lock him in," he dropped the phone. Barry busted out.
Well, you know, now here's one thing about it. I can say that about Texas. You know, we don't know too much about that lock-in stuff, cause we come to race. You know what I mean? And we ain't no dummies neither. You know, we ain't gonna go to a track and we ain't never ran on it before and just lock in some money. We don't do that. I mean, that's just what we don't do.
I see we're gonna have to start doing that.
Well, that's the only way y'all
want to. All I can do is walk on the track, and I ain't got the test. All I do is when I walk on the track, I'm coming off the trailer. I know when I walk on the track, I know what the tune my car into. I ain't got the test.
Well, I can see that.
All
you
I
know,
do is walk on the track. I walk on the track, and I see how good it's sticking.
Well, you know when you ain't got
sticking.
No power, you can do that.
Okay. We'll see. I wish somebody would bet me that who wins the most races, East Coast or East Texas.
Tony, we got back on the line.
No,
we've got Batman back. He says he's in a bad area, so you might want to talk to him quick. Batman.
He's over there on the B-Class project.
What's
you
say,
know,
Batman
talking,
in the project? He's been talking all day on the show. But when I asked him to run, he in a bad area.
That boy over there on the East Dallas project. Hey, it's gonna be a good time down here, though, man. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
I'm gonna call the owner of the car and see if he wanna lock that in right quick.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Hey, this is really what I wanna say to Tony, though, man. This is Ricky again. I'm glad y'all coming down. When, at the end of the day, man, regardless of what happens, it's good that y'all coming, and I'm going to give you your props for being the man to step out first outside of Texas, because a lot of boys don't come this way. You know what I mean? They talk down on Texas, but see, you're the only one that's going to try to back it up. You know what I mean? I ain't saying you're going to back nothing up, but you at least coming to show your face and get out there and go to war. A lot of these boys just run their mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're coming ready to go. We travel every weekend. You know, we knocked off with the Valdosta. We won a little grudge race down there. So that's your cover. All our expense money for coming out there. So we ready to go.
I wish it was this weekend. Why don't you get ready to part with some of it?
Yeah, I guess it was this weekend.
Huh?
I wish Texas was this weekend. Yeah, I just hope y'all have a 2-day event. Y'all need to hold the track for that Saturday.
Hey, you know what? You can come down here this weekend. We got Southern Hot Solid. You can come on down this weekend. No problem.
Yeah, I'm going to be down there. I'm going to hit down there Thursday night, I think. Yeah, Thursday night we're going to play on hitting down there in Texas. Chill out all day Friday night. We're going to have that little show Friday night at the club. The lady said they're going to have us a little dinner at the club all that Friday night. And Saturday night, time to go to work. Saturday, time to go to work.
Ain't no wrong with that.
What is
Ain't nothing wrong with it. But you know what, though, Tony, man? You need to tell them boys out that way, man. Because you know like I know. A lot of those boys out there where y'all live, they ain't going to come over here like y'all live.
Oh, well, we got a lot of guys.
We got a lot of guys
that follow us everywhere. They already got their plane tickets. I already got them. $346.
Got their
round trip.
Got their plane tickets.
Plane tickets.
I'm talking about cars.
You know, I was a lot of fans. A lot of fans.
Oh, that ain't no wrong with that, but I'm talking about cars. I'm talking about races.
Oh, it's
you know what I'm
saying? Cars coming.
Okay.
So like I'm saying, you're right. You'll never know till the day comes. Well, you know, all guys say these deals coming.
Because, I mean, and, you know, Tracy, you know, this crew, Sharon, all them, they go everywhere.
Tony?
Me and Peanut, we try to get, who is that?
Tony?
Well, the last time I won Tracy a bad nine, he went in a bad nine car. He was in another Camaro. You know, he know what I did to him then, so. I'm bringing
just
another car for him. Huh?
I'm trying to get you locked in. I think I just about got you locked in with that ruler on Batman.
Okay.
I mean, they could have called me right back. They said give him about 2 minutes, and I think that's going to be a lock bet for that 500. You said you want to lock in 500, right?
500 or 2,000 better.
Well, I don't know nothing. A 500 or 2,000 better.
That's right.
What 500, that
lock
explain
in
500
in the bet. Gonna be. He said 500
locked
in.
Explain
it,
$500 locked in. On the ruler. Yeah, just in case I tether the ruler up in the bun out or some kind of way I take it off the trailer and hit the oil pan and bust a hole in the oil pan, I got to pay him $500. If I won't be able to
win. Okay. And you want to run for $2,000 a better?
$2,000 a better. Can't run for no $700, got to run at least for $2,000 a better.
Well, I'm good with that. You talking about
Batman
right?
Good with it.
I don't know. I'm waiting on Neil.
Well, just lock in for him. All you gotta do is lock in for him. Lock
I want
him.
To. Hello. Tracy,
right,
I want 2,000 or better.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
You got
it's not.
All right.
That's
a lot, buddy.
All right, Tommy Dog.
Hey, Tracy.
Okay. Let me write this down.
That's a lot.
Which one?
That's a lot. Batman.
Batman against the ruler.
Batman against the ruler. 500, 2,000 or better.
What time is it?
We got to run that race at least by 8 o'clock.
Do what?
Now, you ain't
telling me all that.
They got to run all night, man. I got other people I got to race, too. We got at least run
well,
all
then
the
you
car.
Race them first. Cause this,
oh,
I
man,
know he get to the track late. I'm just saying.
So basically, y'all tell me I got to travel 20 hours and wait.
No, please. You said you had other races. Now make up your mind.
No, I want to get the easy races on first.
Well,
y'all get the easy races. They go with first.
Well, I know he get to the track late, man.
Hello.
They some old night races. Now if I'm gonna lock in my money, that's the way I'm gonna lock it in.
Hello.
Yeah.
Batman
is anybody here? It's Batman.
Batman, I'm trying to lock him in with that. The rule of 500 on 2,000 or better, and got run by 8 o'clock.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. What day? He knows us, so we fuck with him on a daily basis. But let me tell you something. If we go wrong, I'm not gonna say it's gonna be 8 o'clock, but it's gonna be 4:10 o'clock.
Okay, that's a bet. 4:10 o'clock.
That's a good bet.
That's a
we
bet.
We locked on that. Tracy, you get
we locked on that. When I get to the track, I'm going to bring my money to Tommy. Let me ask you one question.
See, my phone was fucking up. I couldn't hear y'all. I was out of range. But anyway, now the rule part, is this the same car that you ran cornbread with?
That's the same car he ran with McCullough too.
What's them boys?
Who it read?
Yeah, same car.
Okay. That's the one that's the one now with the wheelie bars on it?
No wheelie bars, but the only stipulation in this race that you got to have your big tires and your wheelie bars on.
There you go.
Hey, Byron. Yeah. I say the only stipulation is you got to have your best outfit on. That's all.
What did you say? I couldn't hear him say it again.
I said you got to have your wheelie bars and your big tires on.
You got it. I'm going to have my wheelie bars and my big tires on.
Exactly.
You got it.
Now, you can't take your wheelie bars off. You can't come in on small tires. I want you running your best.
No, you got it.
Okay, it's locked.
All right.
It's locked.
That's all.
So let me make this understanding. We 500 locked in, right?
Say what now?
We locked in the 500, right?
We're trying to get the understanding.
Yeah, we locked in 500 on 2,000 battle, just like we ran in Alabama.
Okay. No problem.
What happened last time when I run you in Alabama? What happened on that last race when you tried prime time?
What's that last?
What happened on that last time you tried prime time?
Well, when I gave y'all a hit?
Yeah, you gave a stock split and caught a hit.
Oh, y'all were faster than me.
Okay.
Y'all were real fast. Y'all were faster than us. Y'all was real fast.
Okay. I just want to make sure you remember.
Yeah, I remember. That's the car that you're going to be racing.
All right. I knew you had problems that night. See, we always give a man a chance at his money back.
Well, you know, my thing, we went so far. Y'all begged all night. We just did something.
Well, you know, you got a stop suspension, small block, little 28-inch tall tie. Posted, you got a back half, big tires, and what's the ball? You supposed to give him some stuff.
Hey, man, look here, man. I chased y'all and told me the dog. Y'all better not bring this shit back down there. When she come down?
I don't know if dog coming or not. I ain't heard if he coming or not. But don't worry. You're going to have your hands full. Don't worry.
Well, you know, I have my hands full. But one thing I ain't going to do is run from me.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, well, I ain't gonna talk about you no more because you done locked in. So I ain't got nothing else bad to say about you.
Hey, I got somebody else out there that has their hand up. Let me see what it is. Somebody out there got their hand up. Who we got?
512-6856. Your mic is now open.
I don't
want to
die, and I don't want you to die.
512-6856. Your mic is now open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Who is it?
Okay. This Stan. Can you hear me?
This who?
Stan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, Stan? What's going on?
Ain't nothing. I'm just listening on to your show, man, and getting the ear full, you know, hoping these guys down here in Texas find up, man, and get some of that schooling Tony Brown's trying to put in their head right now. And, you know, you ain't got to just race one time. You can race all damn day, you know, unless everybody's scared to race you. But I'm grateful, man, that you done opened the door up for Texas, man, and these guys from East Coast and coming down this way and letting us in on this thing. You know, I think it's a good thing for grudge racing nationwide, you know, that the people that got these cars. And what I want to know, though, is what about the big tie action, what they got going on with that down there?
Right now, the big tie action, man, we couldn't really get some things worked out on the big tie action. So right now, Tony's coming down here. They got some small tires. It might be a few big tires, but we hadn't got nothing locked in yet because, you know, we had a few problems with a lock-in right now. We didn't get that straight. But I won't say that it's over because you never know, man. You know, might be guys coming down here might not be staying there. So we still got a little time. It don't take but 2 or 3 minutes to lock in. So we'll make a phone call. So we're trying to make it happen, man. Like you said, we do appreciate Tony and the group stepping up, coming from the East Coast, and we're going to be going back that way. And I think Tony thinks something soft and something easy in Texas. He's coming down here, you know, like a fat rat, thinking he got a lot of cheese. But, you know, I believe this time it's going to be a little different, but we appreciate him coming. But what we're going to do, he's definitely got some locked-in racing. We're going to accommodate him. So he definitely got his hands full coming all the way to Texas.
Well, another thing I want to say is with Peanut and Batman stepping up to the plate, engaging with Tony Bynes, you're engaging with one of the best, so that's showing some character within yourself that you are a real racer. And I'd like to hear other racers in Texas. I don't know who's on the line, but step up and make some kind of obligation to make some engagement with some of these guys that's coming down here. Tony Bynes ain't the only racer in the world, but it kind of seems like that. But when you're sitting on the top, that's how it is, and you know, I want to let him know, man, I'm a big fan of his, and keep doing what he's doing no matter where he go, because that's what makes the action happen is people like him that go out and make things go on. That's good for the fans. That's good for the sport. That's good for racing in general. And I appreciate everything you doing and all other guys do for a fan like me, because I love drag racing, and I want to continue to be able to go somewhere where the action is hot and heavy.
Well,
And we appreciate it, man. Glad to have you on, man. We just trying to make action the way they make it on the East Coast. We make it here in Texas. They just don't know a whole lot about it. But this is part of bridging that gap and that vision I've been saying. Hey, man, these guys stepping up, man. So whoever's out there next, Tony, I think you're still talking to somebody about a race. Does anybody else want to shout out, you know, who we have next out there? Who's out there want to say something? Tony, boss, bye.
I'll try to figure out who was that man was daring that dad dog to come to Texas. What was that man's name?
Batman.
That was Batman talking about dog?
Yeah, Batman was talking about dog. Batman, go ahead.
Is Batman still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still on a motherfucking line.
Don't go nowhere just yet. I got a special guest for you coming on in a few minutes. Just hold on. Yes. Butch Inc. gonna accommodate you so you can talk directly to dog. Just go ahead for a few minutes. Let me time in.
Tell
Willie
dog, don't say nothing if he ain't coming down here. Don't even talk if he ain't coming to Texas.
With his scary
ass. Tracy. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Let's go ahead and pay the bills real quick.
Okay, we're going to pay some bills. Hold it for a second. We got to get these farmers and advertising people out the way.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRC's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in
Texas.
Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Hey,
all right.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is Batman still on the line?
Yeah, Batman on the line.
Batman,
I don't
want to
talk to Batman. That's no talking, big head, bald headed,
gray
head bitch.
Batman, where you at? You're hiding from
me,
Batman.
Man, this is straight ass motherfucker.
He
ain't talking about shit.
Batman, where dog was at?
I can't say, man, listen. When you chase a man from Hattiesburg all the way to Montgomery and he's still scared, his name is Duck. Two. His middle name is Duck.
All right, let me everybody that's on the phone, let me show you how smart he is. He came down and we locked in the blind and said as long as he had a damn a backhand car. He came down with a Texas backhand car, which is sort of like a tube chassis car. So we tricked his dumbass. We sent Tracy all of them back to Texas. We tricked his dumbass down to Alabama, and we got out of Alabama, and we skull fucked his dumbass.
Well, say, man, let me ask y'all one question. Because, see, I know y'all still stuck back in the day with these back ends and these chassis cars. I can't help because y'all ain't got no motherfucking good casebook to know what a back end and a chassis car is. Because y'all stuck your time up in that motherfucker. I already know this. You know what I'm saying? But I know one
okay,
thing.
Okay,
if
okay. If we talking. Hold up. Every time you talk, I'm going to talk. I didn't talk when you were talking. We both can't talk at the same time. We can sing, but we can't talk. I'm going to ask you a question. Hey, Barnes, since you the boss, I want you to ask him a question. When he brought his motherfucking ass down there with that high-tech new shit, ask him how many races he won.
Well, dog, what I did, dog, I tied you in. You acted on Atomic Dog show, and Tony Bynes been on there. Let me tell you what happened, dog. Tony Bynes and Batman to lock in, and he hooked up, and we come back on the phone. Come on.
Hey, y'all come on here and fuck this show up. Why y'all come on here and fuck this show up? Come on, hit the gas. Y'all out there in Texas, we can't do nothing in Texas right tonight. You can't go ahead and mess up our show. J-Boy, get your ass back out. Hey, Tracy, how you doing? I didn't know the number. I was trying to get the number. I said it on your show, dog. I said it on your show. I guess you didn't get it, but I'm glad y'all here, man. God was asking about you. But hey, for some of the ones in the background,
mute your phone when you're not talking so we can hear God and hear a lot of noise. For Texas guys, we're trying to help this thing where we can understand each other. But one person talking, that be quiet. And when he gets through there, you can go that way. Everybody can hear what everybody's trying to say. Go ahead, dog.
Oh, no, I'm good. I just said, give me that number again, Tracy, because you gave it to me on my show, but I couldn't write it when I was on the show. So give me the number to your show again.
Okay, number
646-446-4419.
646-4419.
Okay,
all right, Tracy,
we got you.
414.
I got you.
414. All right, dog, I just want you to know that when Tony asked Batman to lock in, he put the whole show on hold, and nobody couldn't talk for 30 seconds until Batman found the phone.
I don't think he ever asked Tony. Did Batman ever come back and lock in? No, what? Yeah, it is locked in, what happened is, like I said, my phone dropped, but I guarantee you this, just like I told dog, when you talking that shit last year about that car, that was coming out of there to kick him dead in the ass, he didn't want to hurt for the hill, man, all the way up. Well, I'm going to say this again. We don't run from nobody.
All right. I had tied the two shows together. The people in Texas, y'all listening to DJ Grant and Buck Naked show, and Dog is on with them, and I just tied them in since Batman was calling out with a dog. I wanted him to hear and get a response to it, so I'm going to break that line now.
All right,
yeah, okay.
We having a good time here.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. Glad
you're having a good show out there, bro. All right. Okay, we got another call out there.
No, you don't have. There's no new callers in the queue right now.
Okay, look like everybody is, you know, talking about the big race in May 19th. The East Coast guys coming out here. Tony said he got some other cars coming. Maybe we don't know nothing about. So I believe we're going to be ready for them. We're going to have a good show, man. And we just hope and wish everything go well. I know there's some other cars out there want to lock in. Somebody on the phone might want to talk. If they push the one button, they can say what they got to say. I see all these calls out here. Nobody want to talk. What's up?
They don't want to talk because they think I'm going to call them out.
Well, Tony, you definitely doing your thing. I guess that's why they call you boss behind us. You definitely step up to the plate and do what some of the others won't do. You definitely going to come out here and put a great show on out here in Texas. I just believe you're going to go back with Kool-Aid face. I really believe you're going to go back with Kool-Aid face.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
man, y'all got to be mad with money to call me down to Texas. You got to be mad with money.
Well, you the man they definitely want. I mean, another thing I want to talk about is you know, which will it make a difference, not make a difference. Our back-ass cars versus some of y'all back-ass cars, you know, they're a little different, but any two cars can race just because they made a little different. Don't mean they no lighter, because I believe some of them cars out there, even though they got a front clip, some of these cars out here might have a different front, but they still pretty heavy. They're not lighter.
You know, we've been trying to get
there.
A race locked in with our other back-ass car in primetime camp, but you ain't been able to do it.
Which one is that?
A little more. You've been trying to kill me desperately to try to get that man a race, and you saying nobody don't want to step to the plate. But
well,
you say
y'all got a backhand car, want to do something a little more. Want to do something with a little more, push the button. But if you got a backhand a little more, the backhand got to be with a front clip, this, that, the other. You know, at this, you know,
still
I have a backhand, so. What is it?
Steel body, stock front end, and everything.
Yeah, well, you know, some of the cars out here, you know, a little
out there and talking about somebody might race. I mean, they lock in. We're going to bring the car, but we need to bring the car and just step in and look at it. But nobody don't want to get a man a race. We'll lock that in.
There's one thing about it. If you come to race, you'll bring that car.
Yeah, I know, man. We ain't going right around the block, man. Nobody been traveling no 12
well,
hours
I come
on
up there. It doesn't matter to me. I come to race.
You come to race, or you ain't got but a 30-minute drive.
I ain't been further than that now. I don't care where
you
I go.
Hey, Darren, you got
do what?
I think Mo's trying to get on and say something. I think Mo's trying to get on and say 4145. I think Mo's trying to push the one button. He want to say something. I just got a call for him. Let's see if I see him. He said he's pushing the one button. He want to say something. You see his hand up?
No. Tell him to push the one button to take himself out and then push it again.
Say, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Say, Tony, you know, you consider yourself a bad motherfucker, but I consider myself a bad motherfucker.
I understand that. Well, you going? I'm a bad motherfucker that will raise. You a bad motherfucker that's gonna talk.
I don't know. That's what you say. That's what you say. We'll find out though. That's what you say.
We'll see. We will see, sir. We think we ain't coming. Always, we coming if it rains. I don't get rain all day. We gonna be at the track still.
Man, let me tell you something, man. This way that shit gonna stop at.
Yeah, right.
All that shit you've been running around these states and high-fiving and all that, I'm going to push a bunch of limiters in your mouth and see how sour your mouth going to be.
Yeah. Y'all might win one race out of 8. Y'all probably win 2 races out of 8 or 9. Y'all might look up and get 2 out of 10.
What's
y'all
up,
might
man?
Get lucky
you
with
that.
Hey, Tony, let me ask you a question, Tony.
I will,
who won the Grudge Racer of the Year belt last year?
I did.
Who won the Grudge Racer the year before that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously, if you got the Grudge Racer of the Year 2 consecutive years, and Texas has just started getting on the map, what are they trying to say?
Hey, man, let me but tell you something. Y'all finna get the same thing I've been dishing out here with us, so don't worry.
Hey, Tony, I got to agree with you. I mean, I didn't actually know nothing about y'all Grudge Racing. This is sure enough. We didn't know nothing about Grudge Racing. I mean, up this way, all we did was class racing. But you didn't change the outlook on our end. So we Grudge Racing now.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's doing. Bracket racing now. Bracket racing, run your car 8 times in one day, and then you lucky and win, you win $1,000. That's
what
it's
because you ain't race nobody. Let me add a little more to that. Tony, how many belts do primetime camp hold in the whole?
We got the back half. We got the back half belt. We got the screen belt. We got the regular G body belt. And we got the Grudge of the Year belt.
I mean, and they saying that you hadn't raced nobody. Anybody that was anybody.
The only reason he ain't racing because he they ain't stepped up to the plate.
Well, it's the fifth month of the year, and we done raced, I think, a total of about 82 times. Grudge races. I ain't talking about just no.
Let me ask you a question then, Tony. You got a belt with the rule, Pop? You got a belt with that?
No, and the rule ain't got no belt.
It don't?
No.
But I have to take it from you.
The rule ain't got no belt. But anyway, I wish they would make a small tie ladder ball car belt. Now I get it. I get that belt. With no willy balls, I'll take that belt, too.
We've got five.
The only car I was worried about was Big Low, and we was locked in to run Sunday. You know, Big Low was Florida, and we was locked in to run Sunday, but the rain stopped there, so don't see what's going on then.
The one thing I can say, Tony, is that the fact that Texas will be on the map. Once you go out there, Tony, and stir everything up, I think Texas will. They will get some recognition one way or the other. Either they're going to get some recognition for winning or they're going to get recognition for losing.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to happen. It's definitely going to happen.
The guy that's talking with, I guess he's a cheerleader or whatever. But let me tell you something. Tony ain't going to stir nothing up. Tony is going to get in the mix. Because Texas already stirred up. Tony, when you go out there, take it easy on Tony. Just make sure you remember, Tony, they new into the game, you know, try not to hurt them too bad, Tony.
I ain't taking these on nobody. As a matter of fact, I'm leaving the handcuffs home. So what I tell you, I ain't taking no prisoners back.
You'll kill them all.
Leaving the handcuffs home. When they come out there to run me, I'm going to hurt their pocket. I'm going to hurt their wallet and their money, their pocket, so they'll be a good little while before they come back up.
That's one thing about it.
We got, in Texas, we got a little bit of that money. I'm giving all everybody already done beat. Y'all got rematches.
512-817-847. Your mic is open.
I'm trying to close out.
512-8427.
Hey, James, he's trying to close out. I think we got Mo and Tight Man trying to get in.
How you close out?
Which one again? Hey, I think Tight Man and Mo are trying to get in. I think
404-3716. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Tommy Dog?
What's going on, Tight Man? What's that?
I'm listening to the guys talking about they want to jump all over Tony Vines. Like he said, Mo Green is looking for a race now.
We looking for a back-end car that won't step out. Back-end car.
A back-end car should be willing to run on Mo Green. What's the problem? They coming 14 hours away, and you mean to tell me nobody will step up to the plate and lock up one race?
We working on that, so I can't talk about it.
Okay, Chelsea Car, give him the break.
I ain't giving nobody nothing.
Oh.
But the other side, now, if he want that, he got a race.
You know what I know about y'all East Coast boys and all you boys out there? Y'all got a lot of guineas.
Now, if he want the other side, he got a race.
He's just looking for it. He telling you he got a back-end car and he want to race. What's the
and
problem?
I'm just telling you, I don't want a back-end car.
I understand. Get some of y'all back-end cars are not what we call back-end cars in a damn way. So if y'all got a back-end car, y'all got a better car than what we tried to put on you.
Let me interrupt for a second because now when it's getting toward the end of the show, the lines are like jumping. 512-9541, your mic is now open.
Yeah, this is Big Mo from Texas. Hey, Tracy, are we moving up like to Texas, Mo? Texas got a show now, boy? I tell y'all something, boy. But I want to say good thing, Tracy. I want to compliment you on your show. You're doing a good job. It's the first show and everything. And I got much respect for Tony Bynes, man. Tony Bynes coming out here by himself, bunch of cars, first time that he's going to be the run in Texas. And he's taking a lot of heat from the old guys down here from Texas. So I want to congratulate him. And, you know, he's hanging in there with everything. And, you know, we're having a good time. And ain't nobody squabbling on the phone with all this old gate talk and all this old rough talk, you know, disrespectful talk. And I just want to put it out there, and hopefully, God willing, that me and King Arthur and the shutdown crew will be in Houston on the 19th, man. That's all I want to say.
Hey, man, Mo, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Most props to you, man. We just trying to step up and get in where we fit in. It ain't for everybody, but we're going to do the best we can. We want to, you know, welcome Tony and the band in, like I said. And we appreciate people down here really locking Tony in. So when we go back out that way, to show them some more love, you know, also we can make it bigger and better, man. It's just a stepping stone to hopefully bigger and better things. We want to go to Mesa National Dragway. Jay Barnes was the host of this show, Grudging Show. He got a nice track out there at Mesa, and we definitely want to get together and show Jay Barnes and Mesa National Dragway that we probably can put something together and come to his track and have a nice show also. We want to thank him and appreciate him and what he's doing in the game, and he's got a nice track, man, and I think we can get together and then much love also.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
For these callers in here, 503469, your mic is now open.
Hey, how you doing today, Atomic Dog?
Hey, what's going on? It's Jeff at a homie?
Yeah, this is Jeff, your homie, man. What's going on?
What's going on out there in Oregon, man?
Oh, man, well, you know, we got a little sunshine out here today, man. It was a good thing, man, but I want to commend you on your show, man. And first show out, and I just couldn't miss giving you a call. Props up to you, my brother.
Hey, well, I appreciate it, man. We're just trying to get in where we fit in with this Grudge Game and venture that across different states, and we already showing that with doing what we do with East Coast guys and them coming out of here, so it's hopefully bring bigger and better things in the Grudge Game, man. We appreciate you tuning in and hopefully spread out that way you let people know.
That's my wife going off over here. Hey, well, you know, the thing about this, you kind of like, they don't realize who Atomic Dog is, you know, because Atomic Dog's been behind the scenes for a long time and traveling up down that road, you know, spanking for us for a long time, so they really don't know who Atomic Dog is, but they'll get a chance to see who the dog is, man.
We working on it, Joe. We working on it. You know how it goes. We're just kind of sitting back, working on it, trying to, you know, take our time.
Yeah, another thing I'd say is to Mr. Tony Bynes, man, I'll be watching you on my videos, man. And one thing about it, Tony Bynes, you going up and down that track, you got a lot of W's up under your belt, so. Hey, man, you know what? You keep it up, man, because you're really doing something strong and you guys in a positive way. Say, man, win, lose, draw, or if you're wrecked, you're still going through that track, Mr. Bynes. You keep it up, brother, and God bless you. Hey, you guys have a safe show. I plan on attending the 19th show. I'm coming from Portland down there to support the drag racing event along with Mr. Atomic Dog. I will be there, and you guys take care and y'all drive safe on the road. God bless you. Y'all have a good evening.
Hey, we appreciate it, Joe, man. For anybody that don't know how they can find us, they can find out what's going on in the world of Grudge Racing through GrudgeInc.us. They got a website. They got different shows on. If you like Grudge Talk, they got them on every night of the week. You can log in and go on the website, GrudgeInc.us, GrudgeInc.us, and check out which days they own. They got different regions for us, not just the East Coast. They also got north, so they go up in Maryland, they go up in Chicago, way up in Wisconsin, way up in Michigan. So it's going to be places, man, that we, like I said earlier, we can get together and try to venture out there, so we try to go way up north and just let them know, you know, hey, Texas, you guys can grow great. We do, and know one thing I will say, when we do make a decision to go up north, this is something that I know some of these guys around here like to run out the back, though. From what I've been hearing, most of the guys up north, of course, the Chicago, Michigan area, they run out the back door. So for the ones that love to go to the other end, hey, we go that way, we get their chance. When they come down here, they just got to understand we run it 8 miles most of the time. But just gives everything to try to mix some of that stuff up, man. We just don't try to get in what we fit in. It ain't for anybody. We're going to do what we do.
Okay, we have a couple of more callers with their hands up. There's a block caller. Your mic is now open. Block caller, your mic is now open.
Block caller, you want to talk? Your hand is up. 1111, look like we got 1111.
Block caller. Okay, let's move on. The 337-4583, your mic is now open.
Hey, what's up, dog?
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Who is this? Is it Darryl?
This is me.
What's going on, man? What's going on? Glad to see you on the show. What's going on, man?
Not too much, man. Congrats on your new show, bro.
Hey, thank you, man. We just trying to, you know, do something down here for us, Texas, Louisiana, man, and so we can be a voice in this game also. Hey, this is Darryl for the ones who don't know who in Texas. This is Darryl out of Louisiana. He went out there last year, the Mike Hill Grand Finale, and, you know, Darryl went out there and got his mixing against. Let me say this. Darryl went out there and took a 3,000-pound 10-5 car and ran what's supposed to be one of the baddest cars they claim to be on the East Coast, called the Beast. The Beast is a fiberglass car, big tires. Darryl went out there on 10-5 with the Beast, and I mean to tell you, Darryl strapped it on that car. So we want to, you know, thank Darryl for the ones who don't know. Darryl will be debuting here next week, and so Darryl's a big part of the game. He do like to travel.
We will race. You still got Tony on the line, bro?
Yeah, Tony.
You got Tony Bonds on the line?
No, Tony's not on the line anymore.
Oh, okay.
You want him here to get on there?
Yeah, I was trying to catch him on the line. I guess they had a lot of callers in front of me. But, you know, you're talking about that back half game. You know, we was already locked in already. And, well, you know the whole situation for those who didn't know. Me and Tony was already locked in, and they ended up selling the car. Now, for some apparent reason, they got the car back, and, you know, that's why we wasn't locked in no more. You know, they got a lot of guys asking questions and stuff about it, you know, because everybody thought we was locked in. But now they're looking for a back half race, and, you know, the way everything went down, you know, with the whole situation, you know, I'd just rather try to catch the race at the track, bro. I ain't locking none of them in no more. You know, just for the whole simple fact that some of the stipulations that, you know, we had on the race and everything was a whole misunderstanding and stuff. But, you know, I just wanted the girls well to know that. And I was trying to catch him on the line, you know, kind of put him on blast on that, dog.
Okay, he might come back on or not, man. We want to make sure one thing, that's why I was telling this guy about these stipulations, man. We want to make sure we try to get them right and try to keep them straight. And one thing about it I can say, because me and Darryl was involved in that negotiation, sometimes when you're locking in and you're trying to lock in with people, you're talking to two different people, if, you know, if nobody write it down, it can get mixed up. Me and Darryl was working. I was driving. Darryl was driving. And me and him, we talked to Tony. Then we talked to Cowboy. So different people made different decisions and kind of caused, you know, caused a little confusion about that lockdown. But, you know, I know, Darryl, I know you're going to be at May 19, man. I know you was trying to get your man. So, but Tony and him, you know, think that, you know, they might have slid out of one and they got that car back. You know, you never know, May 19, what might come at you. So, Darryl, I appreciate it. You're a stand-up guy in the game. You will try to race. Ain't no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, we're going to race, bro. But, you know, man, you know, they're acting like somebody's scared on this end, but it ain't all about that. You know, it's just a whole misunderstanding. And, I just rather pick up a race, you know, at the track. So, you know, I don't want to do no more lock-ins right now, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. We can respect that. You know, hey, ain't no big deal. Because when you get to the track, we all going to be there. And people going to find them a man.
Yeah, we all going to be there, you know. But, you know, man, we'll race anybody. Like you said earlier, we go out there, you know, with a heavy car on 10.5, you know, and, you know, we're lined up with the best of them, bro. You know, it's all a gamble anyway. The fastest car don't always win anyway. But just for my situation, though, you know, man, I'd just rather stay like I am for now until I hit the track. But you best believe if that car right, if that Camaro running right like it's supposed to, you know I'm gonna be on some ass at the track, bro. So you best believe that.
I know that's right, man. We do plan on
going to Carolina. You know, whenever we all get together and decide to make that trip, you know, y'all could already call me in.
Okay, I appreciate it, man. Okay, man, we're running up on closing time here to close this show out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Grudge and Atomic Dog radio. I want to give final remarks, man, and I want to go down the line, you know, for each and every caller to give their closing remarks. We're running out of time here on this show. We probably got about another 7 or 8 minutes. So, caller, you need to go down the line and ask anybody who want to get a final comment on the first Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Grudge Show featuring the Midwest Texas, Louisiana.
Okay, Batman, your mic is open. Your final thought real quick.
Well, one thing about this whole situation, man, sounds up about this whole situation, we all grudging from all the way around the nation, you know. It was a good thing. I like, we've been talking about this for a long time, getting everybody together to race. Of course, we race in our cities, but we like to race people out of town, you know, from different states and stuff. Like I told Tracy, this is going to be a real good event on 19. You know, one thing I want everybody to know, I want everybody to be safe. You know, like I told you, if you're a real grudge racer, you know how to drive. You know, sometimes losing money is not nothing compared to losing your life or hurting someone else, you know, going down that track. So to each and everybody, what I say is everybody be safe going down the track. Like I said, everybody takes wins, everybody takes losses. But if you go home in one piece, everybody still wins. I'm out.
That's right.
Okay, you have time for one more final thought. Tight Man, are you still on the line? Okay, Tight Man is gone. Jay Barnes, you're the sponsor of the show. Time for your final thought, and then we'll close it out.
All right, again, I look forward to bringing out and help populate more of the Texas races. Thank everybody for coming on to the Atomic Dog Talk Show. Grudge Inc. is the sponsor of the show. Atomic Dog is the host, and I will let everybody that want to hear this show again, it will be posted on grudgeinc.us, grudgeinc.us. You can go on the website and click and hear the whole show tomorrow. We'll have it on around 12 o'clock. So, but other than that, we thank everybody for coming on. I appreciate Atomic Dog for letting me be a part of his show. We appreciate Tony Bynes for coming on. That's me, Atomic Dog. It's all in your hands.
Well, once we want to thank everybody again. Jayvon, we want to thank you for having Texas be a part of the Grudge radio show. It means a lot to us to step up and come be a part of it, let our voice be heard, and let the guys on other parts of the world let them know that Grudge Racing does happen down here in Texas. And like Jayvon said, this year we'll go live every Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Every Tuesday we will be on, hoping some guys step up. We can bring some new ideas, iron out some things. And most important, man, we want to show the love of Grudge Racing for everybody that loves Grudge Racing. This show, not everybody, but for everybody that loves Grudge Racing, we welcome you to be a part of it.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.